San Francisco is well known for its compassion for the homeless. It's done a lot in recent years to shelter thousands of homeless people. But lately, there have been signs that compassion is wearing thin. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
It's not hard to find San Franciscans who say they are fed up with the homeless. South of Market Street, warehouses and blue-collar workers have given way to new high-rise buildings and dot-com professionals. Mike Lowe and his co-worker Sarah Denneworth admit they are tired of having to step over a sleeping or drunk homeless person just to get to the office.
The gentleman was in a sort of makeshift sleeping bag and had just gone to the bathroom. There's a nice little trickle leading into the street, and he was reading Wired magazine, which I thought was very fitting for San Francisco.
Yeah. I think it just becomes like when there's so many and it's overwhelming and the mess just becomes a certain level.
Yeah.
It's sort of hard to feel sorry anymore. And yeah, I think everybody's just sort of had it.
Stories like these prompted the San Francisco Chronicle's C.W. Nevius to write a pair of recent front page opinion columns called Enough is Enough.
I think San Francisco has been known as one of America's most tolerant cities. I don't think there's any question about that. And we still are a very liberal city. But for whatever reason, we seem to have changed our perception of our tolerance for the people on the street and also the needles on the street.
Nevius's columns became the talk of the town and attracted over 1,000 emails, many from readers who think it's time for San Francisco to take a harder line on the homeless. But that view isn't universal.
Talk about people who are victims of the housing shortage, and suddenly the problem isn't homelessness, the lack of housing. The problem is the homeless, it's the victims.
Martha Breitigam, an attorney who has specialized in homeless issues, also lives south of Market.
Why don't you crack down on the problem of lacking housing instead of the problem of people being poor and living outside? It's just cart before the horse. I just cannot understand the cruelty.
Breitigam blames the San Francisco Chronicle for stirring up what she calls a hate campaign against the city's poor. But the columnist, C.W. Nevius, says that's just not true.
We don't start the trends. We follow the trends. Right now, we're mirroring the discontent.
Those attitudes have shown up in pollster David Binder's surveys for years. He says the city has long been divided over what to do with the homeless, but recent polls show fatigue, even among the most compassionate.
What we found lately is that liberal group, which is not quite as left as the progressives in this terminology, are a little bit more divided, and they're the ones that are currently saying we do need to be more aggressive with getting the homeless off the streets. Still compassionate, but more aggressive.
Voters have already approved anti-panhandling laws, and every year police issue thousands of citations to the homeless for so-called quality of life crimes, sleeping in the park or urinating in public. Most of the charges get dismissed.
Ultimately, there's no room in the jail.
Randy Shaw runs the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, which manages hotels for the recently homeless. He says getting tougher won't solve the problem.
There is a core group of people who have no income and need to be in a supervised mental institution, and that's where our society has decided we do not want to spend the money.
Shaw says the irony is that San Francisco spends more money per capita to house its homeless than any other city in America, and the mayor's office claims things are getting better. But that may not mean much to someone who has to step over a homeless person or dodge an aggressive panhandler. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.